Welcome. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake, our regular board meeting for July 6, 2015, at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trapani.
Present.
Thank you. Senior Trustee Trapani, would you please lead us into the pledge of allegiance?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Making a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of June 15, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, is there any public comment tonight? Thank you for the grateful house. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.8 as follows. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $322,918.29. Approve payroll for the period ending June 14, 2015 in the amount of $129,970.21. Approve payroll for the period ending June 28, 2015 in the amount of $126,543.46. Adopt a resolution for Long Lake Drive street light removal and replacement from Lyons and Piner Electric Company in the amount not to exceed $22,900. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution for the purchase of a MultiSmart 2 controller and 6 transformers for the Arden Lane Sanitary Sewer Lift Station from Xylem Water Solutions USA in the amount not to exceed $4,587. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution for the purchase of 4 all-wheel drive 2016 Ford Police Utility Interceptor vehicles from Curry Motor Ford in an amount not to exceed $102,900. Item 5.7, adopt this resolution for the purchase of 1 two-wheel drive 2016 Ford F-250 regular cab pickup for the building department from Bob Writings Incorporated Fleet Sales Program in an amount not to exceed $19,605. And item 5.8, accept the May's Treasurer's Report as presented.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any comment? Madam Clerk, call the roll, please.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
Trustee Trapani?
Aye.
Trustee Foy?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Motion carried. From the clerk's office, item 6.1 through 6.2.
Did you want to say something first?
Members of the board. The first officer that I'd like to introduce is Matt DeMarco. Come up, Matt. Matt's 29 years old. He lives currently in Lake Village. He's a Marine veteran. He served one tour in Iraq. And he comes here tonight with his wife, Tina, and his children, Logan and Autumn, and his father, Terry. And Tina, if you'd come up, and Tina would like to swear. In this badge on the form.
Thank you.
the best of my ability, so help me God.
To the best of my ability, so help me God.
Can I get a motion for item 8.1? adopt a resolution for the 2015 audit engagement services with Sikich LLP. Motion made by Trustee Prelick, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? Do we need a roll call? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trevin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Frey.
Aye.
Trustee Prelick.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 8.2, adopt a resolution approving a revised proposal for the Illinois Public Risk Fund for workers' compensation insurance.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. I get a motion for item 10.1.
Can we omnibus this?
Yes, we can omnibus this.
May I get the motion to omnibus items 10.1 through 10.4? I'll read
the next slide. Motion made by Trustee Trippon to omnibus item 10.1 through 10.4. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Trustee Trippon, please. Yes.
10.1, adopt a resolution ratifying the purchase of a water meter for the Round Lake High School at a cost not to exceed $2,049 from HD Supply. 10.2, adopt a resolution approving the continued Lake County contract for bulk salt purchase for Compass Minerals at a price per ton of $69.66. 10.3, adopt a resolution approving payment for storm sewer repairs on Avalon Avenue at a cost not to exceed $20,075 with Canyon Contracting. And adopt for 10.4, adopt a resolution approving the village's participation in the Long Lake Road reconstruction project and contract awarded by IDOT to Alliance Contractors, Inc. for the Long Lake Road project at a cost not to exceed $474,663.
Thank you, Trustee Chippon. May I get a motion?
So moved.
That was just an omnibus.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item 12.1, make it a motion for to adopt an ordinance amending the zoning code to add a special use category to the zoning classification C4.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon and seconded by Trustee Foy. See? Is there any discussion on this? Any discussion on this topic?
Ready to
roll. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Fred.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 12.2, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of packaged beer and wine at 320 West Nippersink Road, Round Lake.
So moved.
May I get a second?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
And item 12.3, adopt an ordinance granting a zoning variation for a lot coverage less than the minimum required at 1351 South Wild Meadow Road.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion on this topic?
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much on this one. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Special event.
Oh, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the one upcoming event, first off, thank you all for the parade. I was told it went well, I couldn't blame you for it. Thanks to Public Works and to Don McGrathy, who drove the government on the census, and for the time that all of the guys can help us get decorated in the school and what kind of stuff that we needed to supply. Thank you again for that. One coming up is going to be National Night Out. She has this pretty well close to the vest. We've got almost everything done, but we do need a couple little things if anyone's interested in helping. In particular, we could use some Zevia. If anyone has some or knows someone who has one,
some what?
Some Zevia, like candy,
okay.
We could actually really use them. I know that there's been some discussion in the past also that we might be looking to purchase or need the purchase of a bigger one.
I'm going
to
support that idea.
You know, we're always at the mercy of Omaha, and it would sort of be nice to have our island and just yank it out and put it up and take care of that. So I know that Chief's office has some ideas and can start putting together a process. The quicker we can do that, the better off we are for even National Night Out. So, conversation ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. But in addition to that particular large one, we could still use some small EVS. So I believe we have one or two if anyone else has any others that we could add to the mix. Please let Chief know so he has all of his plans taken care of. I think that's pretty much it. We can't discuss everything from advertising to the hot dogs, so I think we're pretty well ready for that. Chief, is there anything else that you wanted to add to this?
I'm sorry.
Was there anything else you wanted to add to National Network information?
I don't think so.
We did give everybody a handout, so we have everything. If you have any questions, please myself or Chief.
My question is, do we have a night face tattoo sprayer?
We did, but we have a sprayer, yes. That belongs to the village now. But I don't know how to use it, so I'm talking on.
She and I both.
Yes.
Okay. So, got
somebody
to mount it on that.
Oh, awesome.
You're
not going to tattoo me. You're a kid. Where are the materials, you know, the paint and whatnot that she uses? So I will contact her in conversation with her to see where we are with that. Make sure we get that ordered in.
We have the airbrush machine at the station. I just had to go and see
if I could test it. Do you have the paints too, or don't know? Do you have the paints, or you don't know?
I think there are the primary, four primary colors, I think.
Are stencils there with it? There's stencils, you know.
Yeah, brand new color.
Good. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Please tell friends, relatives, neighbors, family, whoever. This is a good event that seems to be growing, and we're putting a little more effort into it. I think it's going to be a fabulous night, and bring the game along. Help support this one. This is important to us. Thank you so much. Mayor's comments. Not a real lot to report on Route 53 Land Use Committee and its subgroups. Steve and I have Administrator Shields, and I have been attending the Route 53 Land Use Committee, which is the committee that's been formed after the Finance Committee's findings, and there's two subgroup committees. One is, tell us, Dave, they're too lengthy for me to remember.
The Natural Resources Committee, and the second we're not at.
Basically, one is talking about natural resources, protecting the environment, et cetera, et cetera. The other one is about economic development that's going to occur in the corridor. As you know all the information that I've given you. There was a meeting that was called of five communities in the corridor of 53 South, that's the 125. And we all have concerns about the process. It's been in the news, so I'm going to talk about it here. And we called a meeting of those five core groups. We're all concerned about the same topics. And a letter was sent, which I forwarded to you, to the Tollway Commission and to CMAP, along to members of the county board. Not saying that we're opposing or agreeing with Route 53, but we have concerns about the process that's in state. They responded with a kind of a generic letter. I think because of the letter that this group sent out, the last meeting, which was last week, of the two subcommittees, really didn't come to closure and a sense of consensus. This is something that there's not a vote that's called. They're looking for everybody to be in agreement to move the process on to the next phase, and I don't think there was enough brought forward. We keep saying that we need to see more material, we need to see better maps, we need more definition before we can start agreeing to these processes. The very important role that Round Lake is in here, the future of our economic development and the land that's going to impact is extremely important. We just want to make sure that it's done right. Because of that consensus wasn't at the last meeting, the Land Use Committee itself, not the subgroups, was supposed to reconvene this Wednesday. That meeting has been canceled because the subgroups, I'm sure, will have to get back together again. Other than that, I don't have much to report on it. Thank you, everybody, for attending the 4th of July parade. I don't know why, but there was not a lot of participation from the village. Very low attendance, wasn't it, Charlie?
It was terrible.
Really, all of them, not just ours. Usually, the heaviest part is when you turn on the Hayesville Road. My gosh, you know, they're set 10 deep. And it was sporadic.
And a few more there, and I don't know why.
You know, I think because it was a Saturday, a lot of people just took a long weekend off of town. You know, a lot of people took off Thursday and Friday. I had about four neighbors that blew out of town.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, thank you, Public Works, Police Department, for your efforts. Everybody that showed up and threw candy was a worthwhile effort. And trying to think about other thing that I want to mention in the parade, and I can't. Item 14.2, the Round Lake Management Commission. Folks, I need some help on this. You know that I'm pretty diligent about filling seats and making sure that commissions and committees are full and have a good board and good representation. And we do not have anybody, nor can I find somebody, who wants to be involved in the Round Lake Management Commission. Round Lake has a small part of the lake shoreline. Charlie's already sitting here. He lives in the area. Doug Velo used to represent us. We are allowed five positions at this table, and we do not have any representation right now. So if you can talk to somebody who may have an interest in representing the village of Round Lake for the Round Lake Management Commission, it would be greatly appreciated.
I will bring it up to my homeowners association.
Thank you. And if you would like, I'll attend your homeowners association and bring this topic
up. I mentioned it to them, and they would love to have you attend.
I will certainly be glad to be here. Thank you. And that's all that I have, so I will pass it on to trustees' comments.
Well, starting with me.
Absolutely.
Steve, have we made any headway on our multifamily dwelling? I think the lines are okay, and the trees, the RVs coming in, and they're very, very grateful on that, so we're still awaiting progress on that.
Trustee Trump?
Yeah, well, I'm done.
cause to come to be sure.
Yeah, we need better doctors. The last doctor has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, wasn't that something I noticed that?
A bunch of aristocrats.
First, I just wanted to say congrats to our former trustee, John Simon Kelly, who was married yesterday. Beautiful wedding, and she sends some regards to everyone, and thanks for all of the well wishes that were met by her on her wedding. Again, thanks to PW and Denise for the parade effort. Good job, as always. Please give our sincere thanks to Dominic for taking his holiday and drive the truck. I was wondering if we have a direction or has there been any discussion about the banners that we have out on the street at this time? Are we going to look at tearing, you know, some of those down?
We started the discussion. I know we don't have any seasonal banners. So.
Don't have?
There is none. There we go. So we're right now just thinking out that maybe we'll come down to the
Well, there's also, you know, some grumblings from everybody who paid for them. Some of them have been torn down from weather issues and such. And they're not getting the advertising that the others are getting. The longer the others stay out, so it's an issue. They all pay for me today. Congrats to our new officers, DeMarco and Alba. Welcome to Round Lake. Happy having you here. And the mosquito spray began Thursday night. There's already some thanks coming across on some of the Facebook pages and whatnot. But the record numbers of mosquitoes is making it almost seem like it didn't happen. So beginning measures, we have had the ground measures already started, so we should hopefully get on the right side of this soon enough. And I think up until then, all we can do is, as the mayor tells us to do, tell people that they can use bug repellent and their products they can use in their own yards that they can do, and we'll keep doing our efforts from the village as well. And that's it. Thank you.
So if I could respond, pardon me, with the mosquito abatement. Thursday, sometime at night, I heard the truck go by with the familiar sound and put a big smile on my face right in the middle of sleep. But I can tell you, I did yard work yesterday, and when I would stop, I've never seen so many mosquitoes in my life. And I had to ask the question, what were they spraying in that truck? Eggs or repellent? You know? I want to do some research, and I'm going to lean on you and Don to help me with information on when we stopped the abatement program. Was the abatement program stopped because we were looking at measures to cut our budget and said, here's an easy one, or was it stopped because we were not happy with the result of the abatement? I know this year's wet, and I'm sure there's going to be record numbers, but right now I'm thinking, whether I stick my arm and catch 1,000 mosquitoes or 5,000 mosquitoes, I'm not going to like it. And, you know, take a look back at why we stopped the abatement program. We can have a conversation about it and get it back on the agenda for further discussion. I'm glad that you've heard positive comments from some of the residents in here, your area, because, boy, I was an upset resident.
You know, if I didn't have a sunroom to live really tied out in, you can't sit in my yard either.
No?
Like, no, you can't. And I'm disappointed in that, but our year is so wet, and it starts it off with record numbers of residents testing critters. In the previous years, when you're asking us to give you reasons, they were far drier. And when we were doing the ground methods and we were doing the spraying, we were on the right side of keeping them down. We're not because of the record wetness this year, plus a lot of what we had a lot still breeding last year. So it's going to take us a while to get on the right side of it. Are there other measures we could do? Maybe. And I think that's the conversation you may need to have with Clark. Because of the wet conditions, we may need to look at either an extra application or other measures.
I'd like to think, you know, maybe we should call George Raylison if you have him come in and talk to us. See what he says.
Right, but we haven't specified the amount that they've been budgeted on.
Yeah, well, I have to say, because I was out on the fourth when I was on my pad here, and by 9 o'clock they were chasing me out. I couldn't. But I sprayed additionally because I use another product that is usually very good for the yard. And these suckers are like 747s going in to kill us, so I could not believe I can. Now, the worst, this has been the worst year for my lot. I mean,
my corn is the heat this weekend and the auto worst weekend.
Yep. Oh, I believe it.
Yes. But even with the
right. The conditions are just so right. The worst this year. And I don't want to say that we shouldn't look at this picture, you know, all the way through, but, you know, let's remember this is a much worse season than usual. And in the past, part of the reason we decided to let the mosquito abatement go was because we were dry and we didn't have as many people complaining and such, and we didn't feel that we were getting anything really from it. But the administrator at that time felt that that was a budget cut he felt secure in cutting we didn't need. I think we were given erroneous information on that. We've already talked with Clark and we have them in here, and I think the best thing we can do is to consider listening to them further, seeing if there's any other options that we have besides just the spray. Again, you know, the homeowners associations are not taking care of their ponds in this regard. There's no ordinance or anything that says they have to. So we have breeding grounds that we don't touch. And they're breeding quickly, and I don't know how much spray you can possibly put out there that's going to reach those areas anyway. So I think as a village we're sort of missing some of the pieces to this little puzzle to make it a little bit better, especially in the situation like we have right now with the wet, hot conditions. And that's just my opinion.
We could start late too. I mean, spray in July 2nd. Should we start in like May?
No, they don't really start in June, and they did it at the end of June this year to fill it with a 4th of July weekend for everybody in this area, Polo, Lake Heights, the beach, Hudson Park, everybody.
So right now, we're doing exactly as all of our surrounding neighborhoods are doing.
It's the very bad. It's the worst.
Well, I think it's going to something that does warrant some further investigation. I'll make a call to Mr. Bayless and have a report next for our next meeting. Because I was a little disappointed with this weekend, knowing that it was sprayed.
If I may, I was in Itasca and Schaumburg over the weekend. Absolutely horrendous. So it's not just the mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible everywhere.
It's a bad year.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, I had interactions with everybody this over this past month, with the exception of me. Adam, would you please make sure to tell Faith, thank you for what she did for one of our residents. Shane, thank you very much for the heads up for our meeting. And Chief, as always, thank you for doing the job and helping me with that issue I had down in Florida.
Thank you, Tristan. Let's see, Chris.
What comments have you given these consent?
Thank you. Sergio? Very good. With that, is there any new business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Tripod, I think, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 7:35.